bringing forth love's arrival, they're reminding all of us to stoke the heavenly flame. In other words, to no longer consent to the old admission, to the old standing, to the old support, because love is attainable in the here now arrival, in the here now consent, in the here now authority. So when they said authority, it was almost like, and so it shall be, and so it shall be. So there is a tremendous outpouring, outreach program or community of those that are seeing us through, that are seeing us to our highest truth, that are seeing us in our truest semblance, in our true assertion, in our true knowing, in our true awakening. So they want us to sort of drop that word, awakening. The reason being, we don't really know what to expect. We don't really know what can be given. So the more that we drop what we think is going to occur, what we think is going to happen, and really, really allow ourselves that tremendous outpouring of love's imaginable. So in other words, we are love. God is love. Our I Am Presence is love. Our divinity is love. Our Christ light body is a reflection of love. So we're in essence opening up to God's glory in heaven, remembering there is no God separate from the truth of us. So in fact, we're opening up to our divine essence, our divine appearance. So when they're saying divine appearance, there was a motion of claim, a motion of highest establishment, a motion of highest syncing with our higher alliance. So allow yourselves to be uplifted into these glorious surroundings. So the surroundings are, I don't know what that means. I don't know what I now have to do. I don't even know what my life perhaps will look like in the near future, around the corner, tomorrow, tonight. But I proclaim my destiny. In other words, once we understand that our destiny is to awaken, that our destiny is to move into 5D, that our destiny is to be beyond the mind's teachings or programmings or all of that old happenings, it's a little bit like being handed a new map. It's a little bit like being handed a new growth or opportunity where it basically says this is the way. So we want to allow ourselves to be uplifted into this highest orchestration where love truly manages us. So again, it's not something taking over us. It's our own essence saying, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Let me be part of your life. Let me be part of your consciousness. Let me be your all. Let me be your all. Come to understand your quickening, your like exalted bliss. So when I'm trying to figure out how to call something exalted bliss, that's a true homecoming. What I'm looking at is, oh gosh, she just looks like a goddess, and she just embodies that Shakti energy and power. And I'm going to use the word drive because it's very, they're saying it's very pragmatic. In other words, we're releasing our shyness, we're releasing our fear, we're releasing our constriction, we're releasing our, well, you know, I got to fit into the energy of the room or other people's expectations. Remember, all of that is set to go because that's all a projection of our own ego inside. So we're releasing like our bondage. So it's not that we didn't need the ego. We couldn't function. We couldn't have done what we did without that individual compass. So when we allow ourselves that true alignment, it's really recognizing that that actually wasn't us after all. So allow yourselves that true exploration of forgiveness, of true happening, of ascension. So ascension is, I am all that I honor, I find well-pleasing, all the masters, all those glorious samadhi experiences, everything that has been kind of like trickling down, nudging us, calling us. We want to remember that we're one and the same with all of that, that we are love happening in form, in incarnation, and that's our true gifting. That's why we're here. That's why we took this important birth, is because we're birthing that true alliance of our heavenly knowledge, and we're holding it steady. So holding it steady is everything that is not that is too soon to concede, is soon to sort of disappear. So if you notice, they want me to share this, every time I try to get the word soon out of my mouth, I couldn't. there was a little pause. There was a little pause, and the card they're showing me is rest and reconsider. So we want to realize that we have a little, well, let me just pause and check it out first. Let me just like read the contract. Let me read. So there's a little bit of fear, confusion, or I don't know, you better stay with what's safe. You better stay with what's known. That is a very sincere obligation that we need to realize and release or dismiss. So in other words, if you can't really get forward, you don't really know why, you don't want to ignore it. It's like, oh, I got the brake on. Oh, I'm holding on to my previous existence. In English, the ego likes to have that control and safety. So everything we've acquired, it's sort of like, I don't know if I want to let go of the gears, because what if I lose what I work so hard to gain? So we want to remember that everything that is ours in love's arrival from a very high frequency alignment is ours. And everything that was sourced by fear, that's holding that lower energy, if it's a relationship, if it's a job, it's whatever you have through manipulative actions. And we all do that, quite frankly. That's what we do. It's all like push-pull. I need this for security. I need this for safety. I don't want that. That's not helpful to me. So it's this push-pull, which is the ego's maneuvering. So when we graduate to that higher, our higher existence, we claim what is. In other words, everything that's ours, everything that's in alignment with our holy remembrance stays and increases and accumulates in ways that we could never have imagined. And everything that's keeping us in fear, that's keeping us in bondage, that we have to sort of dumb down our energy, our awareness, in order to maintain it, is no longer a matter. In other words, it no longer matters. It's no longer significant, because we're growing into our new lifestyle. So allow yourself to receive in grace, and allow yourself to receive your new provisioning. Your new provisioning is your alliance with light, your alliance with love. And from that alliance, from that quickening, from that exalted state of arrival, then everything that we are now ready to merge with, all of our healing endeavors, all of our healing abilities, all of our quickening, all of our, it's easy to align with the solution, with the easy fix, because we're not doing it from down below. We're raising into that higher exalted authority. So remember, it's a movement of consciousness at last. So the reason they're saying at last is because, man, we're there. We're there. As we will pay notice, as we will honor that, It's almost like signing your name, signing a John Hancock, signing your name in heavenly endorsement and heavenly consent. So when I'm looking at everyone, you're signing your name in light. So I'm looking at your soul's name. So amazing. I'm just seeing it like we're seeing ourselves in our true light, in our true vision. So allow love to be happening now. So they're using that word now. So we get really defined in our present knowing, in our present knowing. Oh gosh, Jeelie Mai. So the reason I'm saying that is I'm trying to identify who is here, and I can't because it was like one goddess, but then when I looked at her, she shifted, and when I looked at her again, she shifted again. So I really understand that we're going beyond form, and we're really causing us to shine. In essence, we all of those goddesses, masters that we pay tribute to, that we are all of it. We are all of it. So when I was looking at it one by one by one, it's sort of like all the rays of God, all the attributes of the divine. Even though when we awaken, we still keep our like individualized presence. So we all manifest in different, beautiful, extraordinary ways. But it's very essential that we don't limit that higher authority that surrounds us. So when I receive us now, it's just all these beautiful quickening colors. So just imagine like all the rays of God just like flowing in and out seamlessly without seam. That's very important. There's no blockage, there's no break, there's no seam, there's no crease. It's like in and out, unencumbered. And just allow that experience of being bathed, of being washed by heaven on earth, by heaven's assemblance, by heaven's surrounding notion, attainment, alliance, inclusion. So when they said inclusion, it was like touchdown. Now you've heard. Now you've consented. Now you've merged. Now you've agreed upon. So we're agreeing upon love's happening through and through. Remember, we're healing those old negatives. We're moving into an unending positive, an unending richness. So that unending positive is, regardless of what comes up in form, meaning our old consciousness, that unending quickening, that unending God's holy satisfaction. Remember those colors. Those colors are just blending with our consciousness through and through. So whatever occurs, we're answering with delight, meaning we're answering with our light. And we're already selected. We're already established. We're already home. So that homecoming is now upon us. And we're learning to agree. We're learning to substantiate. We're learning to trust. So I have this beautiful dove that's just... it's just sort of in my face. It's like looking at me in my third eye. So it's sort of like I'm showing you the way now. Not in 4 years, not in 4 months, now. So allow that to be present. Allow that new timeline to be received. Receive now. Receive now, because everything is aligning with our choice for love. So the choice for love isn't, I love this particular person, place, or thing, is I embody love through and through. So I can only answer in love because I'm joining with my true self. So everything that is in our way is going to unfold, but unfold with ease and grace, because we've reached that spiritual maturity of allowing love to dictate, present, be included, sort of like overriding it, like a new installment, a new prophecy. And allow all the solutions that you've been perplexed about. How am I going to do this? What's the answer? Allow them now to be known, received in the light that you're now agreeing to as one and the same. Gathering your true witness, gathering your true vision, gathering your true exalted authority. Choosing your light, choosing your power. Everyone was with me till I said power. Some love power, some cringe. So if you felt like you cringed, they want us to breathe. We cannot receive our light if we don't understand our light is our power. And remember, it's a power source for all. It's not a power source just for us, and good luck to everyone else. When we restore ourselves to full brilliance, we wake up the many, we wake up the collective. So everybody can find their power source. They're holding onto their ego because there's nothing else available. When we make that exalted claim available, when we step into our light, into our power, we help everyone else adjust. But we have to say so. We have to claim that. We have to be privileged and present in that unified field. So allow yourselves to feel that powerful, extraordinary existence. You are the whole self. I am that I am. I am divinity in form. And I allow myself to shine. And breathe and really feel that and trust that. Because we all have situations where we're still being manipulated by the shadow. We still dim down our light to fit into certain inclusions, safety nets, impoverished states is what they're saying. So when we allow our light to shine in all notions, in all managings, we trust the power of that. We trust the new exalted authority of that. And we allow ourselves to, our lives to shift. Take a deep, nice deep breath when they said the word shift, because that was the activation, that was the, and so it is. And so it is, and so it shall always be. It shall always be because we're not leaving. We're standing on holy ground for infinity. So we've always been on holy ground for infinity, and we're lighting that candle, so we're announcing that claim in our current incarnation. Forevermore. We may get blindsided, we may have to sit and cry for a second, but forevermore, it's decided. This is our new spot. Crying, headache, blow my nose, but here's where I am now forevermore as I continue to dance into my extraordinary existence, bringing the I Am Presence into full domain. And so it shall be. Feel that, receive that, merge with that. Trust. Trust the truth of self. In all its glory witness. So it is.